Pig Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right, it is June 9th, 2021, 11:41 p.m., and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Well, I'd love to tell you there were a couple exciting games going on since the last time we talked, but unfortunately that isn't true. The games on Monday and Tuesday were, and today were all kind of but, you know, but I don't know. Well, I guess the Clippers. We'll get into it later. All right, let's first get into news. Nate Bjorkenson is out as head coach. I think that's how you pronounce that. Apparently, he has a long history of being an asshole, to the point that T.J. Warren wanted to be traded when he was hired as his coach. T.J. Warren is known as a pretty easygoing guy, so that's kind of. That should have been a big red flag, and you don't often hear of coaches getting fired after 1 year, so he must have been very hard to deal with if that's what happened there. It kind of explains the Pacer meltdown, too. Like, there's no way if all the talent on that team should have been a 9 seed, especially considering they were mostly healthy. I mean, yes, they did lose Karis for half the year, but the rest of that team was healthy, and they played well enough when Karis first came back that you think they could have made it run, but no. I guess Steve Clifford has already been hired to replace him, if I'm correct, and that makes sense. That seems like a nice fit there. They're apparently also trying to trade Miles Turner though, so we'll see how that goes. I know a lot of teams would definitely love to have that guy. He would be great. Like one of the rumored places is the Lakers, and he would be pretty great there. But the Lakers don't have any parts or anything to trade, so I don't know if I believe that too much. There's another credible rumor that points Miles Turner towards Minnesota, who actually also is kind of lacking things to trade because of some of the kind of boneheaded mistakes they made, but they could probably scrounge up a better package than the Lakers. So that would also be a pretty interesting lineup, though. Him, Miles Turner, being like the other side of Towns would be very entertaining and could finally get them out of the cellar for sure. So that would be interesting to see. Other news, Rudy Gobert was named Defensive Player of the Year for the third time. I don't think there was any actual competition. I know Draymond wanted it, but it's pretty hard to be Defensive Player of the Year when your team is kind of in the middle of defense. And like the Knicks and the Lakers, they didn't have anybody on their team who was like known as a defensive star. So even though those teams had the best defenses in the league, they didn't have very much chance of getting any of their players named to the team. So there you go. Rudy definitely deserves it. Coach of the Year. There's two Coach of the Year awards. One of them went to Monty a couple weeks ago. That makes sense to me. He was definitely one of the coaches of the year. This award went to Tibbs, which I guess also makes sense, but in a way I'm pretty disappointed that it went to Tibbs because it was either Monty or Nate McMillan, and you know, with the troubles the NBA has with probably acknowledging and crediting black coaches, it would have been nice for Monty to get that award. He actually had more first place votes, but Tibbs had more second place votes, which and more third place votes, which pushed him over the edge, which I guess that's a way to make that happen. And I just can't believe that Nate McMillan didn't get more votes. At least as far as the second place votes go, it looks like Nate McMillan and Monty split, which is kind of insulting when you think about that. But hey, reporters, they're kind of bad people, as we've... I don't want to say reporters are bad people, because they do a very, 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 very important thing. But sports reporters, sports reporters, there's very few who are not held down by some sort of bias, and that's just how I'll put that. It's about ethics in sports. Sure, no, absolutely not. I'm not saying that there should be any change in the way that they cover things. I just wish that they could acknowledge that maybe there's a bias against black coaches. Maybe acknowledge that and accept that. We'll see if it happens, for sure. I'm not super hopeful, but I hope it. But I do have a little bit of hope, so there. And, of course, Jokic was the MVP. That was pretty presumptive. There was a lot of late media rallies to, like, Chris Paul, and, some people said Embiid should get it, even though he didn't play as many games. Like I said, I don't care much about the MVP award, so, or at least the regular season one, so whatever your preference is, that's the MVP for you, and I think that's cool. I don't have very much preference here. If you put a gun to my head, I probably would have voted for Jokic, but if you wanted to push Embiid or Steph Curry or LeBron, not AD. But any of those players, if you wanted to kind of push that angle, I'd be willing to listen to you. Whoever you think is the MVP is the MVP. I'm on my Kyrie shit today. I think that's it for the news. There's no teams to salute, so that's good. Like I said, the playoff games have not been super exciting. Clippers in Utah could have been exciting, but it was really just two. It was just really each team did half a blowout. And it kind of shows, that result kind of shows the magic of Utah. They just do their stuff. They never panic. They just do their stuff. And they do their stuff for 48 minutes, and it's really hard to guard that stuff for 48 minutes. And even with the Clippers, finishing with a 10-point lead going into the half, it wasn't enough to get the Jazz to adjust how they play offense. It got them to adjust their defense, which they definitely needed to do. That was important, but they just kept running their system, and their system carried them to blowing the Clippers out in the second half. So good on them. Phoenix looks absolutely dominant. Denver does not look ready. But, it's a seven-game series. Things could change very much when it goes back to Denver, especially since Denver is one of the better home court advantages in the league. So you could definitely see this going back the other way for sure. But Phoenix was definitely dominant in those first two games. The Nets embarrass the Bucks. The Bucks look like you should fire Coach Bud right now in the middle of a playoff series. That's how bad it is. With no Harden, the Bucks, if they're really as good as all that talent is, and they are, if that talent is really as good as those players are, and they are, then they should not be losing to a Nets team with no Harden and that plays zero defense. And yet, they pretty much. The Nets have pretty much embarrassed them. So, there you go. The Nets are beatable without James Harden. They really are. But the Bucks seem to have no interest in doing that. And I'd be lying to you if I said I watched a ton of Atlanta and Philly. I got up in time to watch that blowout on Sunday. Pretty sure I talked about this already. Then I started to watch the game on Monday, and it was Tuesday, and it was very clear to me that Atlanta wasn't winning that game, so I did some other shit and then watched like the last 5 minutes, and I guess Atlanta made a little bit of a run, but that was a game that Philly controlled almost the whole way. I did see some of the third quarter, and Atlanta got a little close in the third quarter, and then Philly just kind of ran away, and then I found something else to do. Anyway, that's it for the show. Back in the living room studio, so hopefully you can put up with the bad sound quality. I'm sorry. But I must respect my neighbors a little bit. Anyway, good talking to you. Be safe, my beautiful friends. Goodbye.